It's your coastal mompreneur, Jerrica Aiken, back with another episode. Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of your Coastal Mompreneur. And I'm so excited because today is going to be a great episode. My guest today is none other than my oldest, Jayshawn. Jayshawn, you want to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you?
I'm Jayshawn. I'm 15. I just 15. Play sports, regular TV stuff.
So, well, we're going to go ahead and get right into it. Today's show is called Parental Control because I think it's important that we have open dialogue with our children. And, you know, with me and Jayshawn, we've been through a lot together and we thought, hey, let's do an episode that we can help other households out there kind of just, you know, figure out where do we start? Where do we begin in having conversations with our children? So today, as we start the process, we wanted to go ahead and involve you guys today. So I appreciate Jayshawn being in the studio and saying, hey, I would do this with my mom. So today we want to help you parents, children, learn to communicate, show honesty, and open dialogue so that more relationships can be strengthened. Jayshawn, let's talk about our relationship for a little bit and tell me what it is that you like about it and what it is that you don't like about it.
I don't think there's nothing I don't like about it, but we're very open with each other. We communicate a lot. We're not scared of voice our opinions and or our emotions. So that's always
good. That's good. So what was the turning point in our relationship when you knew you could talk to me about anything?
It's just as you get older, you know, your parents open up more, I guess.
Now, you said there was nothing that you don't like about me. Now, you know, there are times I feel that because of me, you know, having you so young, I tend to want to kind of protect you from certain things. Like, do you feel like that has a way of coming in between our relationship and me being a little bit hard on you?
I wouldn't say that, but I would say it is a bummer sometimes because, you know, me trying to, you know, get older and you're like, no, I don't want you to grow up like me. I don't want you to have to stress like I did. You know, it's like, I feel like it's a part of me growing up. So if you really want me to grow up, like, I do those things.
Right. I've been learning. I've been doing better at it. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
That's good. All right. Let's talk a little bit about a time. Remember that. Let's talk about your friends. So what type of friend would you say that you are in the circle that you run with?
Well, friend am I?
Yeah. What type of friend are you?
Out of my whole group.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest. So I'm like the one that's like, I'm the jokey one, but I'm the one I'd be like, hey, I would need your love just a tad bit.
Just a tad. So I remember a time, I can't remember, I believe this was in middle school, but I remember a time that you came home and you told me that you helped a friend from committing suicide. Like, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, how were you able to do that and what made you even want to do that?
I just told her there's no point of doing that for you. And I told her a thing like, you know, why it's not even worth that. I guess my personality, I don't know.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about your faith. How important is your relationship with God and why?
I mean, very important because, you know, like, you will rarely see me in a bad mood. Like, somebody can throw a brick at my face and I'll still be giggling. So that's a very important part to do with my faith. And also the way I drive myself and strive to be the best that I can be.
I love that. So what are some things that I guess I have done well, or even our village, you know, you have your grandparents and you have your uncle, you have people that have been around you that has helped mold who you are. What are some things that we have done well? And what are some things that we have not done well in shaping you to be successful in and out of school?
Done well, I would say being on my back, because as I've gotten older, I have, you know what I'm saying, been focused more on like the social part of, you know, especially in high school, like the more social part. So I feel like it's good that you guys have been on my, well, not too much on my back, but like you guys been like, hey, Jayshawn, I'm not going to pressure you, but you got some zeros and you catch up on. But I don't think there's really nothing like, you know, too terrible, you know. So I'm pretty much independent.
Okay. Well, how should a parent begin the conversation when they're talking to their children, whether it be about sex, drugs, or bullying? How should they begin that conversation?
Number one, don't go into the conversation like it's a dictatorship. Like, oh yeah, I'm telling you this, don't do it now. Be open, be like, because as you get more open, your child gonna get more open. So if you just in there, no, you don't need to be doing that. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, this how you end up in, like, that. I don't know if it's just for males, but when parents be like, oh, you're gonna end up in jail, that hits. Because it was like, it's like, you really expect your son to go to jail? Like, that just hits for, I guess, a man.
Yeah, and I can just say, like, sometimes I remember I used to say that a lot, just because, you know, with experience and when it comes to like the statistics out here, you're like, okay, we're trying to guard you from that, and we feel like mentioning it would be like, okay, this is a warning, this is a hey, this could happen. But I do remember there were some, you know, some of those words could be triggers for some kids, especially Black African American males. So we've had this conversation, so I definitely appreciate you being open about it. But I think it definitely is important that we watch the words that we say and kind of our delivery. I feel like before you go into a conversation with your child, first you got to think about the age of that child. There's certain conversations for certain things. I remember when Jayshawn was young and we started talking about like different body parts that people shouldn't be touching. I didn't just come out here and say all the crazy words, all the real words that are out there. We actually graduated. We went from just talking about your body parts, how, you know, you say no, and then we graduate to now we can talk about sex. We can talk about protection. We can talk about STDs. We can talk about HIV, because now I feel like you're of age. One, you've already had sex education, and also, you know, so much in social media and so much already out there. Now, let's touch a little bit about that and social media, because I know that in, you know, when you were in middle school, I really didn't like you on social media. I did, you know, we did talk about you coming into high school now, being a rising sophomore, of being a little bit, me being a little bit open with you being on social media. So when you're on social media, like, how do you, because you're going to come across things that, you know, I don't agree with. How do you really block those things out? Or how do you really say, okay, yeah, this is just social media. I know I'm not supposed to do this. It's against, you know, the rules in my house, or it's against my faith. Like, how do you block that out?
In my opinion, I don't know. It's just, I guess just the way that you were, I don't know, like, things, I guess. So if I were to go on social media and I were like, you know, oh, give me like a scenario, I guess, so I can respond to how you think.
Okay, so when it comes to social media, just say, for example, because, you know, I don't like all that cursing and stuff like that. Like, in today's social media land, you get that literally in every video. Like, how do you be like, okay, you know what? I know this is something that my mom likes. And then you kind of just get through that video. Or you kind of just, like, how do you make decisions to be like, you know what? This isn't something that I agree with, but I know I'm mature enough to handle it and I can block out.
Honestly, you just monitor the situation. So for my, like, my teenagers out there, if you know your mama don't really mess with all that, you know, bleep and all that, you know, stuff like that, got some headphones, put your headphones in. Or if, you know, or just if it's too much, like, too much cursing is never good. So if it's cursing in every single sentence and every single paragraph, I just skip it. That's pretty much what I do.
Now, what do you think about social media? Like, do you think that children should be on social media, or does it determine like what type of maturity level that child is on? Like, how do you think parents should handle social media when it comes to children?
I won't say as much as maturity, but I would say age, because maturity is hard on a spectrum, because you can be 8 years old and be so mature at 8 years old. And then 15, like me, you know, I got some work to do, but, you know, I joke a lot. So I won't say more about maturity, but I would say age has a big factor of it. Because nowadays there's scams. So your child can be on Instagram and someone be like, oh, can you send me $20 on Cash App? I double it with Whoop. They get your card, your information is gone. That card's gone. So and then also child exposure. So say if like your child's on Instagram posting videos, you don't know what your child is posting. Honestly, unless you follow or moderate what they're posting. Because I scroll through Instagram, I see all these trying to do everything. I'm like, where they mama at? So it's like, I feel like more of an age rather than maturity.
Okay, cool. So let's talk a little bit about, I guess, children being open and honest. Why would you say kids like try to hide the truth from their parents, or certain situations they're in, they try to not to disclose too much information when it comes to discussing things with their parents?
I would say, I mean, if honestly, if you don't have that strong of a bond with your child, you're really not going to get the results you would want. So say if, you know, they're growing up, you just like, you just yell them off all the time. Y'all don't have no deep conversations. When they get, let's say eighth grade, and you really want to know, I'm not going to say be a parent, but really be like in tune with their life. Make sure as they get older, they're in the right path. It's going to be very hard because they're just going to be like, okay, mom, no, I didn't do that today. No, I didn't. No, no, I was not at a person's house. So it's more of a communication thing. So because I know with us, in eighth grade, I really didn't do much. But as I progressed into ninth grade, because we already had that communication aspect of our relationship, you were more to be like, oh, who's going to be there? You started going to like, who's going to be there? How you going to get home? So I feel like it's just a communication thing.
At that. Now let's talk a little bit. You know, everyone, this is back to school time. It's time to head back to school, new grades, new teachers, admin, everything goes into it. My thought as a parent is, you know, while you guys are at school, that teacher or admin is actually with you more than I am with you that day. Like, how can parents, teachers, and students build a great communication with each other to make sure that that student is being successful that year?
It depends on the student, because nowadays, you know, you got kids that just go to school to socialize or just go to school to start fights or whatever. So it just determines on that student. If that student is willing to succeed in with any whatever they do, the parents should have no problem contacting the teachers. The teachers should have no problems with the student and or the parent. And yeah, so I feel like it is a more important role within the student to determine how they want that communication between the teachers and parents and them to go.
Got that.
Hey, you guys, welcome back. I'm sorry I wanted to take a quick little break. I know it's going real good, but I want to invite you, if you're a mom and an entrepreneur, listen, we all can use your help. Send me an email to coastalmompreneur@gmail.com so that we can hear from you. We all have skills that can help another mom succeed in this everyday life. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get back to the show.
Pretty dope. So, do you like school?
I like school.
Why do you like school?
Number one, I play football, so it's like, you know, football player at school. I like to socialize a lot. And I mean, honestly, I'm the oldest brother, so it's like things like, you know, I can make jokes with people like my peers. I'm more with my peers. But also, the most important part is grades. I'm trying to, you know, be something in life. I'm trying to either play football or be a chef. And I can't do any of that unless I got a good degree, good school background, and, you know, I'm passing.
I love that. You touched on a couple of things that I definitely thought about just now. First, you being the oldest child, like, how has that been for you over the years? I know it was me and you for so long, and then your siblings came, and now seeing you with them is like so great to see. But has it always been something that has been easy for you?
I don't see just like growing up. Like, first, you know, I was like 10. So it was like, it was just me and my mom against the world with Superman and whoever her sidekick is. That's how I was. So it was like, I'm going to touch on the fact one time, it was after you, I think, had Caden. And we were in Best Buy. And I was like crying because I heard something. Y'all was like, oh, y'all going to try again for a girl, you know. I was like, dang, like they trying to replace me. But that's just at a child's mind. So it's like, oh, I had my mama teaching for yada yada years. Then now it's like everybody coming in. Now I'm just in my room playing video games. But as you get gradually older, you understand those things. You understand the role. You understand the role of an older sibling. So it's like, it's not like, as you get older, it's not going to become a problem. It's going to become more of a
badge of honor.
Yeah, let's say that. Yeah, and as you rank up in that badge of honor, you know, you won't have, like, there's going to be, like, there's times, well, me and you just go do something. Me and you just sit there and we laugh while they're either asleep or, you know, out or whatever. There's times me and you just go do something. We go to brunch, dinner, laugh, run, whatever we need to do. That's what we do.
Yeah, and I think it's important that parents remember that each child is an individual. So you have to put in time with each child. You can do a lot of things together as a family and in a group setting, but you also want to spend individual time with that child. Every child is different. Their personality, what they like, what they don't like, how fast they excel. So you just want to make sure as a parent that you're getting your time in with each child. Jayshawn is the oldest, you know, out of four kids that are under the age of five. So I get it that he wants to be around more, you know, his peers and things like that. But he actually is such a great big brother when it comes to his siblings and being around them. Like, how does a person be a big brother? Like, what, like, I know that maybe like you feel like a lot on your shoulders to handle, but how do you handle it?
Patience, patience, patience. If you have no patience, I mean, I don't know how you're going to do it, because, you know, like you said, all my siblings are only 3 to 5. So ain't no, you know, me and my brothers going outside playing basketball or going outside or do. Cause it's like, you know, they're little. Can't be as rough. I wrestle with them because, you know, they be beating me up. So I got to put them in their place. But there's not that peer connection. You know what I mean? Like, there's not, because it's not like a 2-3 age gap. It's a 10-year age gap.
Right.
So that's why, you know, when my mom's with me, I step out, I go with my friends, come back home, and I know what I got to do at home. I got to make sure my siblings are good. If my mama's tired, you know, it's not my time to step up. But I do want to let parents know, just because you have an older child does not mean you put the responsibility on that older child.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, I'm sorry to tell you, but I'm still your kid. So, and your older child is not a babysitter. I mean, yes, we have a responsibility as an older sibling, but we're not your babysitter. We're not your, you know, housemaid, even though we got chores. We'll do them chores.
Okay.
I just believe you can't just sit in your room, go out or explore the world while your older child's sitting and taking care of your kids. Because at the end of the day, they have way more life than lit to live. But you limiting their life just so you can live the rest of your time. So
exactly.
That's just what I
believe. No, I truly believe in that. And I feel like we've had the conversation and we've talked about it on several occasions when it comes to having older kids. I remember, you know, growing up, you know, my mom had to work 2 or 3 jobs. So it was just us against the world at home. Times have changed. And I feel like when it comes to having older siblings or children, you definitely want to make for sure that they get an equal balance of life, being able to do their goals and their dreams. You know, they're not the ones that have kids. Like, they are the ones that, you know, you had first, but not the ones that is responsible, that makes sense for your other children. But it's definitely important that if you do have an older child, you make sure that you give them responsibilities. As important as they grow up, they're going to want to drive, they're going to want to work, they're going to want to do certain things like that. So if you see their responsibility level in the house, you'll be able to trust them a little bit more with giving them a little bit more freedom. What do you think about that?
I think that's true.
It's still not working. Next up, let's move on to the next before he asks me about working. So let's dive in a little bit into just your future and where you see yourself. So tell us what you want to do when you get out of high school.
So the number one option is football, 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 football. That's why I train for. That's why I put my body through. That's why I got a bad back. You know, I'm trying to make it to the NFL.
You do not have a bad back.
Trying to make it to the NFL. But also, I feel like for every athlete, you got to have a plan. You can't just, you know, beat your body up and think, oh, I'm gonna do nothing. I ain't getting no offers. You know, now you just sit there. Now you gotta work. Yeah, now you gotta plug in at somebody else's job. But so me, I'm planning on going to culinary school for my plan B to be a chef. So I feel like, yeah, that's a big part of that too.
No, I love it. I'm glad that you have a plan B. Jayshawn, you know, since he was young, was involved in every sport you can think of. I knew that he would be destined for an athlete, but I'm definitely thankful to God over this last summer that he has fell in love with cooking. And I can't wait to see where that takes him to. Before we end, I wanted to kind of touch on a subject I was going on in a lot of our schools and hopefully can help parents as they may experience it themselves. And that's bullying. One thing that we teach at home is that we're not bullies. We don't touch people. We're not in people's space. People say no, we back away. With us, we have experienced bullying before in our household. And that was with Jayshawn when he was younger. And Jayshawn, we could just touch a little bit on what a child should do if they're ever in a situation of being bullied and how a parent can help a child that's going through being bullied.
For the child's sake, I mean, if you're young, there's only so much you can do because you're not really in touch with your emotions yet. So, you know, you can tell your mom this and that, but as you get older, it's like, Well, let's touch back on the younger ages. The younger ages, you know, you're going to tell the teacher. Most of the time, the teacher is not going to do nothing but tell admin. And you know how that goes. But if you have that core in, like, in your child to be like, you can come with me with anything. I don't care if someone said, you know, I'm going to beat you up if you tell your mom. You, as a child, if you instill that into your child, you know, they're going to tell you things. Like, mama, this person hit me. Or, mama, I don't like the way this person was talking to me. I don't like what, like, stuff like that. But as you get older, it's like, I'm not going to say you don't want to tell your parents things because you want to figure it out yourself. But it's like, you're hesitant. So just, you know, with me, as I got older, I was like, I would be like talked about or something like that. And I just would keep it to myself because at the end of the day, like I said, God put me on earth to be a shining light. So I didn't care what nobody said. I would laugh. Even if they talking in my face, the whole group, I would laugh about it. And then my mama asked me, how was your day? I was like, you know, some people talked about me today, but I really didn't care. So I just, as you get older, you build, was it trust in yourself, but confidence. Yeah. You build confidence within yourself to where you don't really care what nobody says. Unless you really care about other people's opinions, like you draw, like you live off of that. Oh, I wonder what they're going to say about my outfit today. Or I wonder what they're going to, like if you are entitled to somebody else's opinions, in my opinion, you would never, you know, make it past somebody's opinions because you don't have enough confidence in yourself.
Yeah, I love that. I think, and another thing with parents, the thing that allowed me to know what was going on with Deshaun is that communication. Asking him when he gets home, how was his day, what happened, noticing different changes in him, seeing things that he hasn't been doing before, even if he, you know, having some anger issues or certain things that he was doing, I noticed that wasn't himself. So I literally, you know, we talked about it. And even like we was in a car accident last year around this time, we both got into therapy. You know, first we started off having PTSD, which made us go to therapy, but then we loved therapy. Like it turned into self-care for both of us. So we're still in therapy. And I think that just helps with our communication as well. As we're going through a new journey in our life, I feel like therapy is definitely assisting us with healing together. And being able to make it through, I feel like we can literally make it through anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to touch a little bit on what therapy has done for you and if you recommend therapy for someone else?
Therapy for me, it tapped into my emotional side. Because before I was like, oh, I got beat up for my mama. Ain't nobody for mess with my mama. But it's like now I can be more like, I'm more intact with my emotions. I'm more intact with the way I speak. My communication, once again, I feel like we've been saying communication the whole time, but communication
is important.
It's very important. But yeah, that I'm very calm now. I'm very still joking now, but I'm very calm. I'm very collective. But for therapy, for anybody else, I feel like, yeah, I don't know, that's everybody, but you should at least try it. It may not be for everybody because some people don't like talking about their emotions, but at least try it. Because once you try it and you get that first cry out,
Listen, we can go all day talking, but definitely if there's any questions that you have for me or Deshaun, if you're going through a situation now with your child that we can assist in, let us know. Like I've been through a lot of experiences in my life. I was sexually assaulted, different things that have really changed my viewpoint of life. I do remember when I was a teenage mom, 19, I had Deshaun, but I remember when he was younger, I used to always just sweat him all the time. He'd come, oh, Deshaun, somebody touch you. What happened? And then one day he got to an age and he was like, mom, okay, no one touched me today. If someone touched me, I'll let you know. And that literally was, I think, the start of our communication and learning that we can talk to one another about anything and open up. So hopefully this helped you guys today. I thank Deshaun so much for coming on and just being transparent and being able to answer questions. We literally did not plan this. We didn't go over the questions. This literally was just keep it moving and make it happen. So I hope this helped you. And this was different than our normal shows, but this also is important because it's going to help you balance your personal life. So the goal of being a Coastal Mompreneur host is to help you balance your life and your business. And that begins in your household. That begins with your children. That begins with your spouse. That begins with your partner. That begins with you. So I hope today helped you and I hope it helps you in the future. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of your
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of your Coastal Mompreneur podcast.
I'm always excited after every guest because I feel more empowered and equipped to be your better me. My prayer is that you too feel empowered and equipped to balance the roles of being a mom and entrepreneur. Join us on our social media. We follow back. Make sure to follow our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your 5 stars helps us to be able to help more women find us so they too can be their best selves. Thank you for your love and support. Turn on your notifications so you're alerted next time that we pop up with another episode. Thank you.